Penguin Random House Audio presents Lazarus by Lars Kepler, translated by Neil Smith, read for you by Saul Reichlin.
Prologue. The light of the white sky reveals the world in all its naked cruelty, the way it must have appeared to Lazarus outside the tomb. The ribbed metal floor is vibrating beneath the priest's feet. He clings to the railing with one hand as he tries simultaneously to parry the rocking with his stick. The grey sea is moving drowsily, like a billowing tent canvas. The ferry is being winched forward along the two steel cables stretched between the two islands. They rise, dripping out of the water in front of the boat, and sink back down behind it. The ferryman breaks, foaming waves swell up, and the gangplank is extended to the concrete jetty with a clatter. The priest stumbles slightly as the prow hits the fenders, and the jolt echoes through the hull. He's here to visit retired churchwarden Erland Lind, seeing as he isn't answering his phone and didn't show up for the Advent service in Lena Church, like he usually does. Erland lives in the warden's cottage behind Hergmannshire Chapel. It belongs to the parish. He suffers from dementia, but still gets paid to cut the grass and grit the paths when the weather turns icy. The priest walks along the winding gravel track, his face turning numb in the cold air. There's no one in sight, but just before he reaches the chapel, he hears the shriek of a lathe from the dry dock down in the boatyard. He can no longer remember the Bible.